for the mom with her hands full and only a few minutes to spare here and there. Put your hand on your chest. Take a deep breath. You're doing better than you think you are. I want you to delight in these ordinary, often mundane days of motherhood, rooted in confidence about how you are raising and speaking to and nurturing your kids. Peace starts with you. So let's create peaceful safe havens for our kids to grow in. It's never too late, and the fact that you are here speaks volumes of the amazing mom that you are and desire to be. All right, you guys ready for episode 11? It's going to be on the shorter side, but it's going to be really powerful. And as I was thinking about what would be something good that I could share this week, I was like, okay, what if I'm a new parent starting and I've got a really amazing book that I just started and I want to research more about the work of positive and gentle parenting and I'm like going to do this. And then I yell at my kids and then I feel like a complete failure and I'm just like, what am I doing? So I wanted to first of all remind you that this is not about perfection. You're going to totally mess up. You're totally going to miss the ball. You're totally going to yell and have to apologize. This is not about perfection. It's about trusting the process and just being aware. Aware of how you feel when you react or yell and what you would rather feel. You know, whether that's connection or just having a plan, feeling more confident in the way you're parenting. So I was like, what could I give you guys this week that would give you something tangible you could literally start applying this week and see the impact it has on your kids and reap the benefits? And so I want to share two things. And the first thing is what I call gems. And I learned this not when I first was starting, you know, this work of positive parenting, but, you know, as my kids got older and were toddlers. So the first thing is called GEMS, and it's basically, it stands for genuine encounter moments. And then the second thing is what I call the pause button. And so first let's talk about GEMS and what they are and what they're not. But what it is it's focus time to take a break from the busyness of life. Like, life is busy. We've got a million things. We're maybe working from home. We're doing homeschool. We have three kids. Maybe you're pregnant or have a newborn. Your husband's texting you, hey, babe, can you pay this bill? It's just, life is busy. We're taking kids to soccer practice or to church or to whatever it is. Life is busy, but it's focus time to take a break from the busyness of life, to connect with our kids and to be present. And it's attention with a special intensity, and it's engagement and involvement. And it's basically a moment to be intimately open to the uniqueness of your kid and what they are interested in. And so I'll give you an example. This week, a lot. Jet is really into coloring. He loves coloring. So he comes up to me often and it's like, Mom, will you color with me? And you know, life is busy. It's like, I probably need to get dinner started or I'm in the middle of dinner. And so as much as I can, if I'm in a place where I can just say, yes, I do it. I say yes. And I grab a piece of paper. I've drawn 100 flamingos. And so it's saying yes to intentional time. And it's not when I have a pocket of time. It's like, okay, dinner's done, kitchen's clean, laundry started. Okay, Jet, hey bud, you want to color? It's not that. It is when your kid comes to you and says, hey, Mom, will you push me on the swing? Hey, Mom, will you build this Lego set with me? Hey, Mom, will you throw me some balls? Whatever it is, but it's something they're coming to you with and they are interested in it, and you are taking the time to be present and focused on them and their uniqueness. And you got to remove distractions. You got to get on their eye level. And even just like, if you can just like touch their shoulder or just, you know, let them know that like, hey, I'm here. I am all here. It's 100% focused attention. You're going to follow their lead and you're going to respond from your heart, not your head. You know, our head tells us like, oh, I've got to do all these other things, or I'm going to color for a little bit. No, you're all there. You're responding with your heart. And so you're not going to be able to do this 100% of the time. Like, it's physically impossible to always give genuine encounter moments. And, you know, maybe your kid found something really cool outside, but you're nursing your newborn and your husband just texted you, hey, babe, I need you to pay this bill. And you can't go out there right in that moment. But what you can do is you could put your phone down, touch their shoulder and say, hey, bud, like I'm going to finish feeding your sister or your brother. And then I'm going to come out there and look at that bug. Can you save it for me? And so you're showing them like, hey, I hear you. I want to come out there. I can't in this very moment, but I will. You know, I think oftentimes we can get overwhelmed when we have a lot of things clawing for our attention. And then we react in a way that is like explosive almost, because we are overstimulated. We have too much on our plate, you know? So if we can just respond in a way that's calm and intentional and letting our kids know that, hey, I hear you. I want to spend time with you, and we will in a little bit. So that's called the gym. And I feel like now that you know that word and you go about your day, you're going to recognize it. And I want to hear it. You guys are going to have to message me on social media and tell me, hey, like I totally recognize that now. And I have been seeing the positive impact it's had on my kids or my kid. And I am taking my social media break. But I will get your message. So if you listen to this and you start seeing it, you have to message me. So that way I can, you know, respond after. But I will tell you, you know, I am on the social media break. Day one was easy. Day two was easy. Day three, I probably clicked my Instagram app 10, 15 times. And I'm logged out. So I just go on and I'm like, dang it. And I, you know, exit out. But this morning I clicked on it out of habit and I was logged in. I didn't even dawn on me. I just did my normal thing out of habit. I'm scrolling. One of my friends goes live. I go on her live. I'm like sending hearts. And then I'm like, what am I doing? I'm like, oh my gosh. I didn't even realize. And so I logged out again. I don't even know how it got logged in, but it was just so crazy how much of a habit it had, you know, it is. And so I'm learning a lot about it, and I'll share all about it, but yes. So I am doing a social media break and I'm on day five and I am loving it, but I also am going to miss like hearing from you guys after my episodes launch. And so you still message me so that way I will get them when I am back on. Second thing is pause buttons. And this is the first step towards conscious parenting, and it's going to help you be intentional with your actions, and it's going to stop this cycle of reactive parenting. So oftentimes when there's a stimulus, it creates a response. But if you think for a second, there is always this space in between the two of those. So there's something that happens, a stimulus, and then there's this space, and then there's the response. And that space is how big you make it and what you fill it up with. That's up to you. And so there's this really cool guy. His name is Viktor Frankl. He has this incredible book. It's called Man's Search for Meaning. And basically, he was in a Nazi camp, and him, his pregnant wife, and I think it was his parents. And he basically developed this psychology around the ability to maintain dignity and integrity and purpose no matter what the circumstances are. And so he actually ended up losing his wife and their unborn baby and his parents. It's like just the most tragic story. And so what he taught us was that we are at choice with how we respond or react to a challenging situation. And I know that whole situation seems so extreme, but the same is true for parenting. So there's a stimulus, and then there's this pause button, and there's a response. And so what I do is in that moment, something happens, and usually I get the most upset when it's something that is happening over and over and over again. And Kai does something to make Dax mad, and Dax is literally so frustrated that he just like either hits Kai or says something, and I'm just like at wit's end, and I want to blow up and I want to yell. And I have done that before, but when you remind yourself and just have this mental picture of putting your hand on your heart and taking a pause. And what I tell myself is I have this intention, I'm going to teach. And your intention could be anything. It could be to teach, to educate, to problem solve, to love, to encourage, to empower, whatever you want that to be. I just go straight to the one to teach. And I'm like, okay, how can I teach them in this moment? Because by yelling, by blowing up, that's not teaching them. It's actually probably acting exactly as they are acting because they're frustrated, they're mad, and they're blowing up. And so my intention is to teach, and how am I going to teach them? And so you 100% have the ability to react one way or another. Like, you have that choice. And so I feel like just this mental picture of taking a pause button has been so beneficial for me. And not saying that I get it perfect every time, but it's just, I'm aware and I have a plan that when something happens where I want to blow up or react or yell or scream or whatever it is, I put my hand on my heart, and that could be a couple seconds. It could be a minute. It could be however long you need it to be. But you're taking a second to remind yourself, like, my goal is to teach them, to guide them. And so I feel like that's really helpful. You know, a lot of times we, when our kids are doing something, it's like, man, we think it's a reflection of us as parents and if we're a good parent or a bad parent. And it just, it's easy to like make them feel like shame when they do something that's wrong. And so we take away this need to force or for them to listen out of fear. We take away rewards and punishments. And we instead, I think a lot of times people miss this, but when doing positive parenting and gentle parenting, what you're giving to your kids as they grow and become teenagers and adults and they get married and they're just on their own, they're independent, is this intrinsic motivation to do what's right, to succeed, and they're able to follow their moral compass. And like, we get to teach them that, and we get to instill that in them. And we are teaching them and guiding them and teaching them how to problem solve rather than just wanting them to obey out of fear or force, because it makes us feel better as parents. It makes us look better as parents. Like, what do you want your relationship to be like with your kids when they are grown? When they mess up, or when they meet the person that they're going to marry? Like, do you want to be the first person that they call? What do you want your connection and your relationship with them to be like? And I feel like that's what we're doing with this work, is we are creating this relationship and this connection that is so special. So do not give up on yourself. It's, you have to trust the process. There are so many incredible books and podcasts and programs out there. And I will list a few books in the show notes that would, maybe you're like, I have no idea where to get started, but that will get you kind of like started on this path of learning, what does this look like? Where do I start? And don't forget to do something that fills you up this week, whether it's a 10-minute walk or a Pilates class or getting your nails and toes done or doing a meditation or taking an afternoon cat nap. Whatever it is, ask for what you need. And just know that when you take the time to do that and pour into yourself, like, you're going to be able to show up with more patience and more grace and more kindness for your kids. And yes, remember, peace starts with you. Like, you have so much power to change the way your family feels, the way the atmosphere of your home feels. Like, isn't that something so cool? Like, peace starts with you. You can be the source of peace for your husband, for your kids. And it may seem so far off right now. Maybe you're like, there's no way. My house is chaotic. My kids are crazy. My husband and I are so disconnected. I want you to just repeat this to yourself every single day. Peace starts with me. Peace starts with me. Okay, you guys, thanks for listening. I cannot wait to catch up next week.